You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
It's a wonder I'm even here today. I could have been killed on the way back up here. I'll tell you in a second. Fast, fun, and funny. Welcome to, I don't know what episode this is, of Ace and Friends. I'm the modern day Mr. Rogers. My friends Riggins and Teg D. Rob are here. I got to remember somebody to remind me to mention to my sister about coming back on this week on Wednesday. I forgot last week, but I almost died on the way back up here. My house is literally, if the light is green, 60 seconds away from here. And I was, so for everybody who doesn't know, we record, we do the Ace and TJ show. And then I leave while TJ records his podcast with Robin Riggins. And then I come back and we do Ace and Friends. So I go home and work on Ace and Friends and have a bite to eat. And I put the baby down real quick. Then I came back up here. And as I'm driving back up here, you know, hustling along, because I was leaving anyway, right as Rob, because a lot of times I just come sit in the parking lot because I don't want to waste anybody's time. Had the show all formatted out, ready to go, and Rob texts me, TJ's done, I was on my way, and I'm driving along, and have you ever just zoned out while you're driving? I was thinking about stuff, and I'm driving along, and I come to this, there's a roundabout by my house that leads to the red light, go across the street, and I'm in the parking lot here. Light is red. I see the light is red. I'm clearly looking at the red light. And I got right to the line where you're supposed to stop and went, oh my God, this light is red.
Yeah, I've done that.
And I glanced to my left quickly, and the traffic is stopped. And I glanced to my right again as I hit the brake, and thankfully nobody was coming.
Yeah.
So I believe that light, those lights had changed, and I was about to get the green light. But when I went through it, that joker was red.
Yeah. you're not paying attention. Ooh. Yeah, you're kind of thinking about other things.
And I just held my breath for a second, even though a quick glance, so I'm okay, but just like, oh. Yeah. Okay, nobody plowed into me.
I gotta stay focused. You've been driving for a long time. You can figure this out.
It just freaked me out for a second. I haven't had anything like that happen in a long time. And I was just like I was at the way too late to hit the brakes and stop. And just like, oh my God, that light is red.
Yeah.
But then it's amazing how quickly everything goes left, right. Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah. A lot of people do that, especially on the interstate. You just forget how you got somewhere. You realize you've been driving. You're like, I don't really remember how I even got here.
Before you're like, I drove all the way home? Yeah, okay, I guess I did.
Just like zoned out.
A lot of times it happens in the morning. I get here and I'm like, huh, cool.
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah. Sick. Speaking of which, I want to ask Reagan's opinion about something that had happened this morning with Rob in the damn parking lot out here, because I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird. Maybe it wasn't. Next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So, Rob and I get here first every morning. Typically, here to the show, I get here before Rob. And I was running late today because the baby's teething, waking up a lot. I was up at like 11. I was up a little after midnight. I didn't go back to sleep until probably 1:30 or so. And then I got here this morning, and the entire parking lot is empty. Now, there are no assigned spots, but everybody kind of has a place where they park. And so I, you know, pulled into where I normally pull in and kind of got my stuff together in the seat. And as I go to open the door, Rob's car is pulling in, and he normally parks next to me. So he pulls in there and he stops. And there's an awkward moment of, am I getting out? Am I not getting out? What is Rob? Is he backing up? What is going on? Then I get out, and Rob's like, his car kind of rolled forward and it stopped again. And I was like,
he's waiting for you to
what
move.
Are we doing?
Yeah. Rob goes, I was just trying to give you space.
I'm waiting to park. I was giving you room.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go use one of these other 40 spots.
No, this, yeah, that's also where a good park. Point.
Like, that's where I park now. Sorry.
Like, there are other, like, park anywhere.
I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah, that is weird.
I was like, you got nine other 10 go, spots to park in.
Go here. On the what other side of the
go
car.
On the other side. Yeah. Back up, something.
I guess I could have, but
I was like, what are you doing?
I'm like 5 in the morning. I'm not just like, my brain is not on yet.
And that's fair. That's fair.
It's like the
I
urinal.
Understand that.
It's like going to a urinal. And you're like the only person at the urinal, and the person comes and, you know, uses and the one right next to you. It's like, I don't know.
Where was I the other day? I had that happen. Oh, Saturday. I was at Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden shooting an edition of Ace at Large. I went into the restroom before I left. And there are three urinals. And two of them are open. I'm at the one on the right all the way to the end.
Yeah, you
and
a guy go to the end.
And he goes right into the middle. I'm like, dude. And I wanted to go, hey, man, there's another one. Like,
that's
you
weird.
Scoot down one.
You always go to the end, to me anyway, but somebody that gets in right next to you, that's weird.
Yeah, it was just very odd, and it kind of threw, it was like, there was a moment of like, oh, you could go to that other, like, why, who picks the middle in that yeah. scenario?
What'd you think about those daffodils out there, big man? Why don't you take two steps and get the hell out of my face?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I guess you... Guess we're going to do this now. Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend. There was a big anniversary yesterday. That brings us to a little game we can play. Well, actually, Riggins and Rob can play it because I'm curious to know how much they know being millennials. If you are Gen X, you will love this. Well, millennials will too. Next. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
Fast, fun, and funny. This is Ace and Friends. So I am older than Riggins and Rob. They're very close in age. It was 2 years apart, year and a half apart.
1 year. Yeah, just 1 year.
Okay. Okay. You're 37?
36.
I thought Rob's 38.
Well, I'm turning 37 in
June. Okay. Yeah, so, all right. That's fair. So yesterday was a big day. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. 40 years ago yesterday was the actual date. March 24th, 1984 was the actual date that the Breakfast Club movie alleged, you know, happened. That was the date they were all on a Saturday. Saturday, March 24th, 1984 was the date that they were all in detention for the movie The Breakfast Club. Have you ever seen the movie?
I haven't. Robert, I know what it is.
Yeah, I've seen it. I hate it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's ridiculous. But anyway, but I found a list of things. And this, it said, ask your kids this. And I thought, oh, wait, this might be more fun to ask Riggins and Rob this. Being that they are, well, I think you'll get a lot of these. A lot of these you're going to get. For example, John Paul, George, and blank.
Ringo?
Correct, Rob.
Oh. I thought that was one name.
No.
The John Beatles. Paul George.
No.
It does sound like
a good name. I should have given a better explanation.
Yeah, I would know that.
Okay, give us this. You'll know this one. Baby, Sporty, Ginger, Scary, and?
Baby, Sporty, Posh.
Posh, correct. It's a band name. Steely?
Dan.
Yeah. Good job, Rob. Please don't squeeze the?
No idea.
I have no idea what that
Rob, is. Rob, please don't squeeze the Charmin. It was an old advertisement for Charmin tissues. Mr. Whipple was the man's name, and when I was a kid, they would say that was their catchphrase.
Please don't squeeze
Please don't squeeze the Charmin, because it's so soft. Another ad. Where's the?
Beef.
Correct, man. Rob. Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
Correct. Blank, take me away.
Oh, Cowboy?
On. No, it's...
Calgon? Could be correct if it was a song. It's a product. Correct, Rob. Calgon, take me away. That's on me.
Calgon.
Yeah, Calgon.
I've heard the phrase, but I have no idea what Calgon is, to be honest with you.
Inquiring minds want to...
No.
Correct. Yeah. Let's see. One more. Want to be starting...
Something.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy, y'all did pretty good at those. Yeah, there's a bunch more of those. Maybe we'll come back to them after a while. That's fun.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Today's edition of the good news includes a real-life Iron Man and a pretty amazing story from the University of Georgia that will definitely make you feel good next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
There's a mom in Georgia who is driving with her two sons when she crashed into a river. And five girls from the University of Georgia saved them. Four jumped in while the other called 911. One had to do CPR on the youngest kid, but everybody is okay. The woman and her two sons got released from the hospital a few days later. She said she was planning to meet up with the girls just so she could thank them in person.
That's amazing.
A lot of times, you know, that stereotype would be in a situation like that. They might just like, oh gosh, we should call and do something. But not only did they call, but they jumped in and went out and got active and actually saved the lives of these people, which is pretty fantastic. An animal control officer near Toronto helped out a skunk with a peanut butter jar stuck on its head. The skunk's okay. No word if it's sprayed or not. Everybody's fine. And people in New York can pop into a Brooklyn bar now called the Mallard Drake. They can pop in tonight and get their clothes ironed for free. A guy known as Iron Man has been doing this off and on since 2016. He irons clothes in a tuxedo on Monday nights, and it's first come, first served. So I guess you just bring your clothes that need to be ironed.
To the bar?
To the bar.
It's a weird gimmick.
Yeah, you can bring something in and have it ironed. You can give him the clothes off your back because he does bring a robe that you can wear.
What is that? Is weird.
So I guess if you have a couple of things that give you a problem, you just go to the bar, grab a drink.
He'll iron your stuff? That's pretty sweet.
And he'll iron your stuff.
It's so strange.
That is weird.
Isn't it weird, though?
Yeah, extremely.
Very weird.
And you know he's not a millennial.
Because he uses an iron, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't own an iron, Riggins?
I do.
Oh, you do? That's right. And Rob, do you? You don't? Okay. How often do you use your iron?
Rarely. Because you really, other than, you know, suit pants, you know, dress slacks, you know, I really don't ever have to iron anything.
Sometimes I will iron something just like, this probably needs to be touched up a little bit.
Yeah, like a button down.
Yeah, shirt. Like it just makes me feel good to know that that's freshly pressed.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I do it, Amanda's like, what are you doing? Steam that. I'm like, I'd rather iron it.
I know girls like those clothes steamers. Yeah. They love them. My sister-in-law is one of them.
She hangs everything up and there needs to be steam. Just steam it real fast.
Yeah. It's not the same, though.
Yeah, it's not the same, but I think ironing is much cleaner, much more crisp.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so if you're in New York tonight, Iron Man.
Yeah.
He'll be at a bar called the, was it the Mallard
Drake?
The Mallard Drake.
Ironing.
Tonight. Just drop off a couple of things and he'll iron them for you.
There. Nice.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend. I gotta be honest, I'm torn here. Because I have something pretty funny to share with y'all, but I am fascinated with something Tech D Rob told us this morning about his life over the weekend. Either way, we're gonna keep you wildly entertained coming up next. Hang on.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
The lottery tonight is huge.
Yeah.
Tonight is Powerball.
Yeah.
And it's what, 800 million?
Yeah.
Tuesday and Friday, that's Mega Millions. And it's over $1 billion now, right? Like 1.1 billion. Friday, I was in the grocery store and bought 2 Mega Millions tickets just because I saw that it was so big. Then I woke up Saturday, and I remember at one point I thought, oh, I should look at those Mega Millions tickets. And then I figured, no reason. I didn't win. Here's my theory on that. Don't you think if you won, you'd feel it?
Like an intuition kind of thing?
Would you feel that? Like, would you wake up if you were standing in your kitchen?
No.
You don't think that you'd be standing in your kitchen and think, I need to check that ticket. I got a feeling something good happened.
No.
I don't think I'd feel it.
But I'm not a lottery ticket person, so yeah. I can't say, but I don't think I would.
Yeah, I've stopped playing. I used to play the lottery all the time, but I kind of gave it up for a while. And like I said, until the other day, I hadn't bought lottery tickets. I think the last time, I take that back. We had bought a couple lottery tickets one day and then had the Powerball, which gets you $2 to get you more. And that had happened like 3 times in a row. And for a moment, I thought, no, might be leading me to something. But that's not how it works.
Do lottery winners say that? Like, I woke up and I could just feel.
No, there was a story the other day of a guy that won. He won like $1 million in the lottery. They matched everything with the Powerball or something. He won $1 million like 2 months ago.
Didn't even.
And he never even bothered to check his ticket. And his wife finally found the tickets and checked him. That's where he found out that he won. So if 2 months, whatever, it's been 6 weeks, something like that, the guy's been walking around, you know, with $1 million ticket. And he never bothered to look at it. So clearly he didn't feel it.
Yeah.
It just feels like for that kind of money, I don't know. There's something about it that makes me think I would feel like I would wake up in the middle of the night. I got to check that ticket. Something tells me I got to check that ticket.
You got to get your third eye open.
That's not how it works at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Be sick though.
Wouldn't it be if you could just,
Yeah.
You could just feel the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
There is something. Riggins found this video, and I think we're going to have to. I've got a couple questions for Rob from his weekend and about this card video that Riggins found.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Did you watch that?
Yes.
What is going on in that? Yeah, we might have to ask Rob about it.
We'll get there. We'll explain what happens in it next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So, Rob, you're playing a new card game now on the weekends, correct?
Correct. It just came out a couple weeks ago.
Okay, but you still like Pokemon?
I haven't played physical Pokemon cards in a while, but I still play it online.
So here, Riggins found this video, and it's this guy works at a game store. There's no real audio with it. I'll set it up, and then we'll describe it.
Yeah.
He works at a game store, and the people in the store making a purchase, the guy that works there picks out some Pokemon booster packs for customers, and... Well, I'll start it, and we'll talk about exactly what they're looking at as we go along here. Lady says, we went to the card shop and had our friend Taylor choose sets for us. There are 7 sets of cards. He spreads his hands out all over them. And then he goes, his eyes are closed, pushes one forward.
These 4 are the ones.
Yeah, and then he pushes another one forward. Then he pushes another one forward.
But what is this?
And his eyes are closed, like he's feeling the cards, the Pokemon cards. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I have not.
He's like holding his hands over it like he's trying to feel the energy like from a
seance or a Ouija board or something.
And then he's got his eyes closed, and then he silently pushes these packs forward and doesn't say anything else. He's the Pokemon shaman. It's crazy.
So there's nothing to that. You've never seen anybody do that before.
The only thing I've ever seen is people have weighed packs before, because there's just a slight difference if you have like a scientific scale that has lower digits, you know. But that's it. Just weighing. Maybe he's doing something where he can feel
the weights. I don't understand. What does the weight have to do with
it? So cards that are holographic, where they're shiny and stuff, they have an extra layer inside the card. So they're going to weigh just a little bit more. Barely anything. But it's enough to where you could get it on like a gram scale or something like that.
Wow.
So, I mean, unless he's just got really sensitive hand weight situation, he could figure it out.
This looks supernatural.
There's no way he could tell the weight because his hands are on top of it and they're sitting on top of the glass counter. So he's just barely touching the top of the box.
I don't understand.
But, okay, nope. It's the nerdiest thing I've ever seen.
It sounds pretty wild.
It is crazy wild. Because no offense to anyone, but if you were to say Pokemon card nerd, the guy in the video, that's what he looks like in your mind. Without you even realizing, that's what he looks like. That's who you think of immediately. And then he's got his eyes closed and he's running his hands across the top of these cards and slowly and very dramatically pushing one toward them.
God.
Then he I'll push two more toward
it. It's so weird.
It's crazy.
All while wearing a lanyard. It's like there's nothing supernatural going on when you're wearing a lanyard.
The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day involves our own Tech D Rob and his, I don't know, intake over the weekend. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Sometimes it's topical. Sometimes it's important. Today it's just because it's funny. This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day from Ace and Friends. And it starts with Tech D Rob, who you essentially rendered yourself useless at your card game the other night.
We were playing a new board game that I'd never played before.
And you did a mixture of a 25-ounce Four Loko.
Correct.
And Delta 8.
Right. That's how I started off the night. Yeah.
Well, how did you finish off the night?
Well, I had another 25-ounce beverage that wasn't a Four Loko. It was a, if you've ever heard of Jarritos, the drink, they have a hard Jarritos now. It's pretty good.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like a Hispanic drink company. They're in glass bottles. You've probably seen it.
Okay, hang on. Wow. Okay. So was the Four Loko a Four Loko pregame?
Well, I started off with the Four Loko.
Okay.
Like right when we got there, Four Loko cracked it open. So
okay, this is Four Loko, the pregame, the ready to drink mixed shots, 13.9% alcohol.
Well, mine wasn't the shots version. They still make them in a can. It's a 25-ounce can that I have.
Okay, so. You said a straight up 25-ounce can. Yeah. But that has 12% alcohol. Okay.
Yeah.
A high dose of caffeine has unsuspecting drinkers feeling awake and not entirely aware of how drunk they are.
I don't think it has caffeine anymore because that was made illegal.
All right.
But they used to, for sure.
And then what made you think Delta 8 was a good idea?
I mean, I'm trying to party, man.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, it was a daggum Loco USA for Loco. It was red, white, and blue on the can.
Nice.
And then what did you have after that? Another 25-ounce drink?
Another 25-ounce drink that's called Jarritos is a brand. Let me see if I can find a picture to send you. So the one that I had is called a Cantaritos. It's made by Jarritos, and it is a Mandarin-flavored beverage, hard soda.
It's okay. A hard soda.
So Jarritos, it's a J. J-A-R-R-I-T-O-S.
Yeah.
Jarritos.
Yeah, and they're like really popular in convenience stores, that brand. But then I saw this one, and I was like, well, I love an orange, so I'll try a Mandarin one, and it was delicious.
You just bought one?
Yeah, just I had two 25-ounce drinks. I figured 50 ounces of alcohol was a good number.
He bought a Four Loko and a hard soda. They're like, this guy's got a problem. This guy's a drunk.
Who had the Delta 8?
When I got to my friend's house, they do those from time to time. And I usually don't partake because I got to drive home. But Meredith was driving me this time. So
nice. DD.
Yeah.
And were you just like out of it on the way home?
I couldn't even tell you what I did in this board game that we played. I wasn't the worst person at the game somehow. And another person at the table was like, that makes it worse that I did worse than you because you don't know what's going on.
You sank my battleship.
Did Meredith say anything to you Sunday? Like, hey, wow, you were pretty looped last night.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. But there you go. Two 25-ounce alcoholic beverages and Delta 8. And what did you say, Riggins, this morning? It's like
it's a speedball. That's what it is. He did
like
a speedball.
Like a low-key speedball. Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hstj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
We have found an old lady who is... I don't know. She's my spirit animal, a kindred spirit. I don't know what the proper term would be, but this lady's awesome. There's a CVS on the corner right up here, and it has two of the, what do you call it?
Self-checkouts.
Mm. And I love going there because it's easy in, easy out.
I like
usually
it.
Usually I'm going into the CVS looking for something. I need deodorant or toothpaste or something, you know, but boom, in, out, done. I don't have to wait in a line, blah, blah, blah. At the grocery store, I use the self-checkout regularly, but it's not as easy.
No.
Because if you're buying wine or something like that, you got to wait for somebody to come over and clear the pad and all that kind of stuff. But check this lady out. She is not having it. The caption says, this lady speaks for all of America.
I hate self-checkouts. I scanned one item already. There it is, right there. Now it says I've scanned two. I don't know what two.
It's the deport
lady. She's going nuts.
She's there. I hate self-checkout. I've scanned one item already. I run into this, and I ran into it twice over the weekend because I went to the grocery store Friday, then ran back. Maybe it was Saturday, Sunday. Ran in to get like one or two things. And when I'm self-checking, I went to enter Amanda's phone number because I thought that was the phone number that we had logged in. then it says, well, that number's not found. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I don't know what number we use. So I hit like go back, just to go back to the next page. And then it freezes the machine every time. Says you can't hit go back or something like that. Like, why can't I just want to go back to the screen? Now I gotta wait for somebody to come over and
why even have the go back button?
Like, hey man, I'm hitting, you know, I got there and I hit go back. So I didn't but I guess once you try to enter a number, if you then don't enter a number, it won't proceed. But I don't have a number then to enter, so mm-hmm. what do I have to do? I want to go back to the other screen and kick out of that and pay and go home.
Yeah.
But I can't. I got to wait on somebody to come over. It's very frustrating.
I would just abandon it. I'd go to the
just walk away. Yeah. I'm just going to leave all the stuff. There's six things here. I'm just going to walk off and bounce. See you later.
Yeah, it sounds like what I would do.
Do you self-checkout, Rob?
Oh, I only use self-checkout.
Yeah, he's only.
If there's a place that has it, I'll wait a little bit longer to use self-checkout. If I have to. Usually I don't. It seems like most people in grocery stores are avoiding self-checkout.
If you go in a Walmart, they may have 20 of them and 70 people waiting to use the self-checkout. Yeah. Sometimes it's shocking how long the line is. Target as well, same thing.
Yeah, they're saying they're going to get rid of them at Walmart, though, because they're losing money.
Because of theft?
Yep. They're saying that to use it, you'll have to have their Walmart Plus to use self-checkout now.
Well, that's what is Walmart Plus? Right now,
it's like Amazon Prime, so you can get cheap, fast shipping from them with that ability. That and you also get like delivery service for groceries.
Oh, as well. Right. I didn't know about that. So you'll have to have that. Everybody else will just have to go through the regular checkout lines like normal people.
That's what they're saying.
Well, it's going to come to that because eventually you start losing money like that. People start stealing. They're going to put the shutdown on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a question that I think is pretty interesting, and I'd be curious to see what everybody thinks the answer should be, what this person should do next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
All right, I was asked a question, and I want to see what everybody thinks. I said, hey, man, I've got a friend who just hired another friend of mine. The guy's a douche and not a good person. Do I have an obligation to tell my friend that was a bad hire, or do I just let it go and watch what happens? So here's how it's written, though. Remember, I have a friend who just hired another friend of mine. So he does use the word friend for both. the guy's a douche and not a good person, do I have an obligation to tell my friend that was a bad hire or let it go and watch what happens?
Friends like these.
I say you don't do anything. Because if you go to this person and say, hey, by the way, the guy you just hired is a douchebag,
and he's going to be terrible.
Well, you've already tainted him, and there might be, he may not. That may just be my opinion that he's a douche.
Yeah,
he may be very professional. He may be excellent at the job. So, no reason for you to go in and taint that by saying, "Hey, I think the guy's a douchebag."
Yeah,
doesn't it kind of like make you look like a kind of a bad guy just because you go talk crap about a dude the first time you ever introduce him?
Yeah, think it does.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that if I was a boss somewhere. I'd be like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, like if you hired Riggins and I came to you and said, hey, just so you know, he's kind of a douchebag. It'd be like, well, first off, he's never even worked here yet, so that's not cool. Yeah. I don't know. I liked the guy. It also, I think it's a poor reflection. It means my opinion of you as a person making hiring decisions isn't very good. That you couldn't already see the guy, this person's a douchebag. You know what I mean?
And if the dude turns out to not be a douchebag, then it makes you look
then you're worse. The douchebag at that point.
Yeah, then it's even worse for you.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
All right. So then we're all agreed. You should stay out of it, leave it alone.
I think so.
I just thought it was a fun question. It makes you like, hey, you need to... It's nothing but a poor reflection on you because anything you say reflects poorly on your friend. Also makes the person who does the hire feel like a douchebag. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, you should have been able to judge character better than this.
That is a lose-lose.
So just... Keep it to yourself.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
There's something I've been saying for a long time. And Riggins has found audio. More proof that I am right. And more people are coming around to my way of thinking. And that is next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
And I've gotten totally sidetracked now because... Okay, what is... Today's the lunar eclipse.
I think we've already missed the lunar.
Okay, but then there's a solar eclipse in a couple weeks or something, right?
Yeah, that's the 8th of April.
Now, the solar eclipse is not going to be here like it was last time. Right over the area or whatever.
I think it's further to the west this time.
Okay, but somebody sent a message. We were talking about it on the Ace and TJ show this morning, and Riggins talked about how stupid he thought the last one was.
It was horrible. We did not have a good time.
We drove to Columbia to be a part of it with 104.7 WNOK. And there's just so much traffic because it went right over Columbia.
Yeah.
Right
over it. And we did not anticipate it would take several hours to get into town and then
even more hours to get out of town.
Yeah. It took us 2.5 hours to make an hour long drive to get home.
Yeah, it was a long time. In the middle of the week. God.
But I thought it was really cool. Like the moment, the solar eclipse part, I thought was really cool. Riggins, you did not.
No, I didn't think it was.
You thought it was just stupid.
It was lame. It was so lame.
So a guy just sent a picture and said, Riggins, you need to live a little bit. The last one went right over, you know, our town. And he showed a picture of all of them out on a dock looking up. And I guess they're looking at all just looking up at the sun, which I thought you weren't supposed to do.
I don't know the rules, but
I always feel like
you're not supposed to do that.
I remember when I was a kid, they took us outside for some kind of an eclipse. It had to be a solar eclipse. And we made little things you could view it through that would show you, like they use it with cardboard or whatever, that you could see what it looked like. So you held it because you weren't supposed to look directly at it because it would blind you.
Yeah, that's
I remember what they doing say. That too.
I don't know if that's real or not.
I doubt it.
I don't know if something about the rays will blind you, or that's a bullshit they told us when you were in Louisiana as a kid.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's possible that looking at the sun when it's mostly covered is worse than looking at the sun when it's not, when it's uncovered. I don't understand that part.
Yeah.
I swear to y'all, I thought it was some kind of thing about the rays are different.
Yeah.
Like when the sun's covered, the rays come off the sun differently, and it's like ultraviolet light that'll blind you.
Yeah.
They're like slingshotting around the moon this time.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I'm like damn Icarus of Louisiana.
Don't fly too close.
That's right. It's so weird. I don't know if any of that is true or not. Probably none of that is Maybe. True. That's exactly what I thought when I was a kid.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Now we'll get to the thing I wanted to share with y'all a minute ago, where somebody has finally come around to my way of thinking about old people. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
I've told everybody for a long time that old people are not nearly as cool as they used to be. Like I used to love when I was a kid, and even as I got older, hanging out with my grandparents and my grandmother. When I was in my 20s, I loved going to just hang out with my grandmother. Just like one of the sweetest, kindest, most Christian ladies you would ever hang around. But she was just fun to talk to and hear about her life. And I always thought old people had so many cool things to do. And like when I was in high school, we'd go to the VA, to the Veterans Administration, Veterans Place. On Monday nights, they did bingo. And one of the clubs I was in high school, that was one of our activities. It was a service organization called the Key Club for athletes. We would go and do bingo and everything. Because the guys were so cool. The men and women were so cool to be around. But old people, not as cool as they used to be. And Riggins found this TikTok. Gen Z?
I think so.
Yeah. Who explains she has a problem with old people now.
Yeah, crossing the street. Old people crossing the street.
One of my favorite things that old people do is when they're like crossing in a crosswalk and I'm coming up to the red light, I'm breaking enough. Like I give my pedestrians good space. And then someone just puts their hand up like this. Calm down, Magneto. My foot is going to stop this car before your hand does, my guy. It's so silly that it enrages me.
She's right.
Calm down, Mike Magneto. Yeah.
Calm down, Magneto. Yeah. Old people just like, I got it, old man.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit you. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
And at first, I'm not even close to you.
Yeah.
And I don't expect old guy to speed up.
Yeah.
What I do want is either some acknowledgement, like, hey, I'm doing the best I can here, or something. Like, just don't hold your hand out telling me to stop. I got to stop. I'm stopping. I'm not going to hit you.
Yeah.
Give me a wave. give me something that lets me know I'm aware you're there. My old ass is doing the best I can right now. That's all I'm asking.
As fast as I can. That doesn't happen in the city. When you live in the city, people will just walk right in front of you. And it's like, you know, get out of the way. I'm walking through here. I don't care.
It happens up here at this this grocery store right here on the corner all the time. You go across, out of that parking lot, a lot of old people there. And it's just like they'll cut you off. They're just walking across. And you're trying to, you get out of your car and you're walking in. And they get close to the door, and then they kind of take up space where you try to step around. They just cut you off, and
you got
that weird stutter step. Like, oh,
yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Run them down.
Go ahead, Bonnie and Clyde. I got time for you to get in the store, and I'll figure out a way to get around you.
I got all day.
Yeah, and there's one over here that has a bar in it. And you go in there sometimes in the afternoon, and it looks like there are 50 old people sitting around.
Yeah,
just drinking, chilling. Taking up all the space. Blocking up all the aisles.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what they want because they're spending money. But
it's pretty sweet. I can't wait for that.
To be honest. I'd
love to do that.
Hang out at the grocery store bar every Thursday afternoon.
Hell yeah.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hstj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Sometimes you'll run across something and think, yes, I don't know if I would have done that, but that's the right thing to do. That's what that kid needed to have done to him or her at that time. And this is a video. How old would you say this guy is? It's late 20s?
Yeah.
Late 20s? He's at a rock climbing place explaining what happened the previous day with a 7-year-old's birthday party.
These kids are cooked, man. They're done. We had a kid's birthday party yesterday, and I had a kid come up to me with a iPhone and go, "Hey, can I get the Wi-Fi code?" I said, "No, you can't. All right, you're 7 at a rock climbing birthday party. What are you expecting, a work email from Paw Patrol? Get out of my face. Go play."
Exactly. Man, we're rock climbing. You're 7 years old. You should be jumping on something or climbing up something or falling off something.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
But maybe
First off, why does a 7-year-old, 7-year-old shouldn't have a phone to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of wild in itself.
Yeah. I mean, my kids were middle school, 12, I think, maybe 13, when they each got a phone.
Yeah.
I think seven?
Seven. At a birthday party. I get maybe, you know, you got to call your mom to come pick you up or something, but I feel like, I don't know, if you're at a birthday party.
But you know what?
It's like there's a set time.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like the old guy, but, you know, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, hey, what time is it over? What time do I need to pick him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be done by 4.
Yeah, but it's usually...
Sounds good.
It's usually parents that make the justification for the kid having the phone. So they can call me so I know where they are. It's never like the kid, like, I need this phone.
Because it makes their... Well, the kid will beg for it, but it makes the parents' life easier. In this case, it's a 7-year-old kid at a birthday party. Party starts at 2, party's over at 4. Be there at 3:45.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe 3:30 if you want to come in and hang out a little bit and say hello to the other parents while you're there.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's the way we've done it for thousands of years.
Yeah. But like Life 360, parents want to be involved in their kids every you know, every move they make.
I've got a very good friend of mine who's when his first daughter went to college, his wife kept them on. Everybody was on Life 360. And he said they would be sitting around when she first went to college, like, it is 11:45 at night, or it is midnight. Where is she going? He's like, you need to cut that. You got to cut that off, man.
That's crazy.
He's like, that's going to drive you nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, she's 18 years old. She's in college. I don't know where she's going, but you probably don't want to know where she's going right now. Yeah. I'm going to call her and find out.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
You know, he's like, that's the worst thing you could do is let her know that you're monitoring everything that she does at college. She's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
You know.
These kids are cooked, man.
It's hard. I get it. It's hard when you to not check up on somebody.
Give me the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, when it's a kid like that. But yeah, that kid coming needing the Wi-Fi password. You're 7, man. Go climb on something. Go fall off and get hurt or
something. I'm just trying to play Roblox.
Yeah.
That's exactly how that's how sad it is.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
All right, we played this game a little earlier, and I have some more of these questions that I love. Ask a Millennial. And I'll do a better job. You need to know this is a song title. You ready? Welcome to the Hotel Blank.
California.
Okay.
California.
Yeah, you both would have gotten that. California. We didn't want to be starting some of this thing. All right. It's a group. Danny, Donnie, Joe, John, and...
Oh.
I know that's New Kids on the Block, but I couldn't even tell
you. It is New Kids on the Block.
So,
Danny, Donnie, Joe, John, and
I don't know.
Jordan. 902-10-10. Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm not even going to bother with that one.
I got it.
Will and
Grace.
TV show. Dawson's
Creek.
Obviously. Walker.
Texas Ranger.
Well done. Like a Virgin. Blanked.
Touched?
For the very first time. Yes, Rob. Good job. Well done, Rob.
I'm old.
You know, I didn't factor that. You're 38, Rob?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you have, having had much older brother, you have a much older brother and sister.
Yeah, my brother's 9 years older than me, but my sister's 13 years older than me.
Yeah. So you got a wider cross-section of pop culture references and all than most people would have.
Yeah, because my sister loved movies like The Outsiders, Breakfast Club, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, she was living in the 80s, technically.
Yeah. And Riggins, your oldest brother, Matt, is 5 years older than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Five, yeah.
So y'all are much closer in from reference points.
Yeah. I mean,
is there anything in particular that you always think of, like do you remember seeing with him, or one of the first things that he turned you on to, like whether it was music or a movie or something like that, like, oh, that's something to turn me on to.
I mean, Dave Matthews, you know, I used to go to the concerts with him, but even that felt like old. I was like, this is old people music. We went to a lot of
them. So, and how old were you going to see, first time you saw Dave Matthews, you were how old?
Middle school.
And even then, you were like, this is old.
Yeah, he might have been 16 or 17 driving us up there, so I was 12.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in middle school.
You're like,
I mean, I liked the music, but I was like, yeah, it's a lot of old people here. Even though he was like 18 years old.
Wait, so it was a lot of old people there then?
I mean, they were 18 and 21, and you know, but to me, I was
they seemed old to you.
It is a lot of old people.
This is old, man.
Cargo shorts and, you know, yeah. I don't know. It was just old people.
When you go to a concert with your brother, who is very outgoing and he likes to keep you informed. Does he tell you, this is the best. That's the best. Watch this part. Watch this. Yeah. He's always telling you what to do. Like,
yeah. And like,
pay attention to this.
Thought it was very cool to like leave before the concert ends. Like you don't stay to the end. You're not like a douchebag. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. He kind of shaped my sensibility with a lot of things.
Yeah. And so now you don't stay to a concert. If you go to a concert, hell you don't stay until the end.
Hell no. Yeah. Don't be a tool.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
I gotta admit, I keep forgetting something, but I want to try to do this. Maybe tomorrow. We've got to figure out a way for Tate D. Rob to practice parallel park. I've got to see Tate D. Rob parallel park.
Yeah, couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I think we've never done it. We'll do it with chairs. These rolling chairs would work great because that way, like this one over here, because it won't hurt it if he hits it.
Yeah.
And we'll back it up.
A lot of people also agreed with him. The woman said, I'm 38 and I've never done it either.
I was very surprised by that.
And then our former intern, Adam, pointed out that I had a lot in common with all the women in the comments.
Oh, did he?
That it was, there were, I did notice, Rob, that a couple of the people who said they had never done it, they were all women.
I don't think I saw any dudes, but.
That's interesting. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, because if you grew up in the South, you probably learned how to drive from your parents at a young age, and that would probably be included.
But I mean, yeah. But
Parallel Park.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yes, Pineville, Louisiana. There wasn't a lot of parallel parking. You didn't park on the street a lot. You know what I mean?
I definitely learned that in driver's ed, but.
They didn't teach me that in driver's ed, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They never got to it.
Because we ain't got time for that.
I told y'all before, it was me and two other people, so I guess we were kind of like overbooked for it. So I'm guessing we just had to split up the time three ways. And
you got the crash course.
Yeah. So instead of driving whatever it is, 45 minutes or an hour a piece, y'all had to split it up into, you know, you each drove like 30 minutes a day or something.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember specifically, but I remember being overbooked.
That's worrisome. We've got an uneducated driver out there.
And they just decide, let's just pass.
And then the first time we go on the road, somebody drives on the wrong side of the road immediately.
Yeah. Ooh.
So we didn't get the best driving education.
But at the end, everybody passes, so it's okay.
Yeah, because they just wanted to get them out of there.
Yeah, my dad taught me how to parallel park, but I think most of it came from learning how to back up race car trailers. And how to back trailers up and everything. That's kind of where I got my education, learning how to parallel park. So he did. I mean, but again, I never parallel parked until I went to college. There was never any reason, you know. Again, it's Pineville, Louisiana. You don't park on the street anywhere. No. You could, but usually you just pull right in because there wasn't that much traffic on the street for anything. It's just not something you have to do. But when you move to a city, it becomes standard fare. I parallel park all the time now. And I can't believe, Rob, how many things that regularly you've skipped things because if you couldn't find a parking spot you could pull into or turn into, you were just out.
Right. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And nobody's ever gotten upset. Like, are you kidding me? Have you ever left a work event because you're like, I can't get, all I can do is parallel park and I'm not doing it.
No, I don't think so. I've always gotten pretty lucky with that.
I'll leave in a second. I mean, if there's too many clouds. I'm out this place.
Guys, there are too many clouds. I can't make it.
I can't do it.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
And thus we're at the end of another great edition. Well, I'm sorry. Thus we're at the end of another edition of Ace and Friends. Take me, Rob. Favorite thing from today's edition, today's episode of Ace and Friends.
I don't remember my favorite, but I can tell you my least favorite is that you're still on this parallel parking thing. I was hoping that was going to go away.
I just want to see. I'm fascinated by this. I want to see how it turns out.
Yeah, I am curious. See how badly. Like, if it's really bad, that's going to be great. Nobody wants to see you successfully parallel park.
Yeah, it's like, here's what I've thought too. Do I put my car out here? Where he has to pull up and park like behind my car, so he's backing around my car into a space where a chair would be. You know what I'm saying?
No, but if you want to use your car, that's fine. I think that's a bad idea.
I think he's saying it's safer if his car's parallel parked in front of mine.
Yes,
because that's the one you line up with, and then you kind of back
it. Right, because that's what like you are supposed to pull up alongside to where the side view mirrors are next to each other. Mm-hmm. Then you start the backing in process.
Yeah, but I also then think, you know, what if I, you know, steer wrong and I'm looking behind me and I end up putting the right front of mine into the left back of yours?
Well, let's just don't do that. Yeah,
let's just not do this whole parking thing. Because I can't make any promises.
Yeah.
I've got time. We'll get it set up for tomorrow. I think that'll be great.
Yeah, maybe use the chairs.
Favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
Rob overdosing.
Oh, my God.
I love that story.
And what was it again? Four Loko.
A Four Loko, a Jarritos hard soda, and an edible. And I don't even know what the milligram was on that edible, but I asked the person who gave it to me, do I need to split it in half? She goes, no, you're fine.
Yeah, that's what every drug dealer says. You're fine.
Don't sweat it.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more?
With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.